Hachette Audio presents The Leonard Bernstein Letters, edited by Nigel Simeone, read by George Guidel. Introduction. The beginning of the project. In early 2010, just after finishing a book about West Side Story, I was in the Performing Arts Reading Room at the Library of Congress talking to Mark Horowitz about possible future projects. Mark's position as a senior music specialist in the music division includes responsibility for the Leonard Bernstein collection, so he knows this enormous archive better than anyone. In the course of one of our frequent chats, Mark made an apparently straightforward suggestion. Why don't you do a book of the correspondence? Those words lodged in my mind, and the idea quickly began to take root. One reason not to do the letters was their sheer bulk. Many tens of thousands of them grouped in different series. Personal correspondence, writings which include few but wonderful letters, fan mail, and business papers taking up hundreds of linear feet. But the temptation of working with Bernstein's correspondence was far too exciting a challenge to let these statistics, however daunting, get in the way. Betty Comden wrote to Bernstein back in 1950 about how he saved, quote, every scrap of correspondence from Koussevitzky's pages on life, music, and your career to Auntie Clara's hot denunciations of meat, end of quote. How right she was. I already knew some of the letters from earlier research, and a trawl through the general correspondence was enough to demonstrate what an engrossing project this could be. But how best to approach the task? The Bernstein collection, used in conjunction with others in the Library of Congress, offered an enticing option to present correspondence both to